Okay, so the first step really in applying this framework is to decide how much risk we're going to tolerate. And that really depends on what the well-informed investors and other users are also prepared to accept. Because not only do we have to have this objectivity and this independence, but we also need to be seen to have it by other investors and other users. Okay, so we really need to take their opinion into account as well. The other thing that I want to mention, of course, is when we're using safeguards to reduce independence risk, that involves a cost-benefit analysis. You know, it's got to be worth doing it. So only apply safeguards when the benefits of the reduced independence risks exceeds their costs.